Welcome to today's interview on Brighteon.com. I'm Mike Adams, and joining me in studio today is the Deep State Marauder himself, Ivan Raiklin. Welcome.
Actually, sir. What t-shirt size do you wear?
Extra large.
Extra large?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a Deep State Marauder shirt if you let me.
I love it. Huh?
If you let me, I'll give you a Deep State Marauder shirt. We'll bring you in.
I love a shirt from you.
Okay, excellent.
All right, so last time we spoke, which was just a few weeks ago, give us an update on the mother of all Twitter files. We have seen X move to Texas.
Yep, since then.
Elon and the Attorney General, Ken Paxton, seem to be getting along quite nicely.
Well, let me add a little bit to that. I have a little bit of context maybe that other people don't. I have it on good authority. Let's just leave it at that. That it is, like, for those that are listening in, it's time to ask Elon to go ahead and pick up the phone and call Ken Paxton. They are waiting for that call.
Yes.
And so once that call happens, I think the rest is history. And then the other thing, if he wants to make a couple of calls, I think State Senator Brian Hughes should be in that conversation.
Okay.
Who chairs the committee that just did a couple months ago the hearing on big tech,
yes,
the whistleblowers, Facebook, Google whistleblowers, et cetera. Take that to the next level from the court of public opinion perspective. And then now that most of Elon Musk's holdings are headquartered in Bastrop County, which is not too far away from here, if I'm not mistaken. Or are we inside of Bastrop County?
You're correct. We are in Bastrop County.
Ooh.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
So
the whole county can't stop talking about Elon Musk and how they're buying up all the homes and property and land.
So you're a very important individual in this conversation, because the Bastrop County District Attorney, Brian Gertz, if I'm not mistaken.
That's exactly who he is.
Those are individuals that need to be briefed on the opportunity for them to go ahead and help Elon Musk look under the hood and take a look at all the... Remember when Elon said Twitter is a social media company and a crime scene?
Yes.
Well, now the crime scene is in their county.
Yes.
In the jurisdiction. And so we can potentially help out and helping them sift through Jim Baker's holdings that Twitter has. And we're not suing X, we're not suing Elon. We're basically helping facilitate Elon clean out the crime scene.
We've got a good DA
in
the county. We've got a great AG for the state of Texas. And the governor of Texas has done a lot of positive things too. I know that you know he's got critics as well, but he just declared the Tren de Aragua to be a foreign terrorist group. That's a big deal. But what I want to know is, do you have any signs that Elon is going to move on this project? Or do you think he's waiting for the right time? What's your guess?
My guess is that now that Twitter or X is here, and now that I've been doing this week is going on every single show that I can of Texas influencers to let you understand the opportunity that exists right now for Elon Musk to support his preferred presidential candidate and his push for the First Amendment, right? Free elections, safe, secure elections. So as you look at his Twitter postings, it really lines up, I think. I can't get into his head, but I think we can push and set the demand signal. I was on Dinesh D'Souza Monday, Roseanne yesterday, talked to Laura Logan, was just in InfoWars with Alex Jones and Harrison Smith, going to go on Owen later today. Tomorrow I'm up at Blaze TV. So I'm literally trying to convey how the stars can line up so that we can motivate Elon Musk to do exactly what he already wants to do, but we're giving him the tactical specific things that he can do to immediately change the dynamics
of what's going on. Elon's company needs to be subpoenaed by law enforcement to provide him cover for releasing the files, doesn't he? Does he have an obligation to release them if he believes a crime has been committed?
I think there's 3 to 4 components here. One component is, yes, there can be a legislative subpoena through State Senator Brian Hughes.
Okay.
There, because the appropriate committee. There can be a civil subpoena by AG Ken Paxton related to cases that he's already been involved in, whether it's the censorship, whether it's the election stuff, whether it's the going after Big Pharma. On the criminal side of things, that's where you bring in the district attorney, and then ultimately, based on what's found, right, your sheriff, et cetera. And those are the mechanisms. And then I think the fourth mechanism is really the court of public opinion that we're doing right here is creating that demand signal to educate folks that there are these 3 parallel lines of effort. In addition to that, getting Elon Musk to do it publicly. So he can disclose more Twitter files that he's already done, and it won't be as politically risky for him to do it because he's not under the thumb of Gavin Newsom, Pelosi, right? Piglosi and Adam Bullschiff and these guys, right? In California. It's a different political dynamic. So I suspect that it's safer for him to release the more spicy stuff that he may already know about.
And what do you think that consists of?
Based on two data points, I'm going to say that the Twitter DMs are an absolute goldmine. Because last week, it was the three-year anniversary that the illegal DOD jab mandate was implemented based on an individual in the Department of Defense, Terry Adderham. Me and my closest 231 and broader 80,000 military and veteran friends took to Twitter to tag and let Terry Adderham know that we are coming for her. And my tweet was something like this. It doesn't matter who you block, Terry, you're going to be prosecuted for participating in genocide and the mutilation of the military force. Mm. She blocked me after I wrote that. And then I took to Twitter to say, hey, followers, can you please let her know the tweet that I was trying to convey to her? And then some of them sent her DMs, sent me screenshots. And immediately after that happened, part of that tweet, it said, I told her, we have all your DMs, your Twitter communications with users, etc. She nuked her own account within hours.
Wow.
So that's an indication to me that there's something in her Twitter DMs that she doesn't want out.
Yeah.
And number two, when Matt Taibbi, we spoke at the very end of our conversation, I asked him, why didn't you look at Twitter DMs during the Twitter files? He's like, well, Twitter told us to sign a document saying that we wouldn't. Was it Jim Baker that wrote that document?
Right.
And he responded with, ooh, that's a good question. I suspect that Jim Baker is the very guy that didn't want anyone to look at DMs because he's the one that's going to be on the hook for everything. But it doesn't end there. Like we talked about a couple weeks ago, Elon and the company Twitter would issue people their devices. So that's company equipment.
Yes.
So it doesn't stop at the Twitter DMs. It continues through whatever's on the phone. Imagine like what the FBI does, right? Mm-hmm. They'll go into your Signal. They'll go into your every single messaging app
right.
you have. Let's do that to the former general counsel of the FBI. Give him a taste of his own medicine. And my assessment with the highest level of confidence, I am nearly certain we're going to be able to prove through his communications and others using the two-hop rule that the FISA court authorizes them to do. If we do the two-hop rule on them through Twitter, we're going to showcase the illegal 2020 election and all the players involved in it, all the cover-ups, the illegal FedSurrection, and then the COVID con, everything. Everything.
Well, and I would imagine there are going to be these deep staters closing their Twitter accounts faster than music executives resigning who partied with P. Diddy. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's like there's going to be a wave of closures here. But, you know, Ken Paxton, by the way, my legal team was scheduled to meet with Paxton with our censorship case, our lawsuit, on the very day that he was impeached. And that's why our meeting did not happen. They impeached him on the day to block our meeting and our lawsuit.
I suspect that you're on to something. I didn't know that. The same people that I've exposed on my deep state target list includes the very interests that went to impeach Attorney General Ken Paxton.
Yep.
The Bush-Cheney syndicate is behind the impeachment.
100%.
Because they probably know exactly that the meeting that you would have had with him would have been their undoing. And guess what? Now that he has obliterated them through the impeachment process,
that's right.
It is now time to go from defense into the other component of playing ball.
And
absolute
Paxton
offense.
Needs to move quickly because
yes.
if Trump wins this election and
this helps Trump
honest,
win.
Yeah. Then Paxton needs to be tapped for AG in the DOJ under Trump.
I would not disagree with that.
Right. So then that's going to leave the AG seat open in the state of Texas. So, and we would hate to lose Paxton because he's so effective.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they tried to take him out.
Keep in mind, with this Twitter dump that I'm talking about potentially, when we start to see him communicating with the censorship regime that said you can't talk about mail, remember, drop boxes, mail-in ballots, we'll see all the coordination with those individuals that were involved in the Liz Cheneys, the Adam Kinzingers, the Paul Ryans, et cetera, the Jim Comeys, the John Brennans, et cetera. And so what does that mean? Remember, it was Ken Paxton that filed a lawsuit on behalf of Texas against Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania.
That's right.
Imagine he brings in this trove of evidence now to refile
the
that.
The court judges cannot dismiss it with this.
He can refile it with
that's true.
Full stop proof of everything he already had evidence for, but this will just make it over the top. And the problem is that you have these corrupt individuals within the Cheney Bush syndicate that should this come out, it will expose all of them as well. That's why they were going so full court press on them, on you, on Alex Jones, on everybody in Texas. We're 100%. In a different time. We're in such a different time. Literally, this opportunity created itself when Twitter closed on Friday of last week. And on Monday, basically, this is the first week where Elon Musk really has the ability to push this out. And for what it's worth, I'm willing to stay in Texas to support any efforts by Elon Musk, Ken Paxton, Brian Hughes, the sheriff, and the county DA here, and share all of my knowledge base on this entire deep state apparatus if they want me there. Pro bono.
Yeah.
So if you know anybody,
you may need
that.
To spend some time in Texas because
I'm not joking.
I am serious. For a lot of key people who have prosecutorial power.
Yep.
So this move by Elon, tactically genius level.
Yeah.
To get into Texas. And you know, California, I mean, Newsom just signed that law where they're going to try to prosecute Elon for memes.
Yeah.
Because they said it's illegal
to
have a
meme. It's a response to what
yes.
we've been talking about, mother of all Twitter files.
Exactly.
They've probably been strategizing. How do we make it so that we regain the leverage from their perspective?
And
I think that's what they just
Texas.
Did.
So the state of Texas is going to need to protect Elon to protect the evidence of the criminal activities that were carried out by the current regime in power.
In California and Twitter 1.0.
That's right.
Because guess
what? That's right.
Here's the other play nationally. The current failed Vice President Kamala Harris was a U.S. Senator in California. And prior to that, the Attorney General in California. Prior to that, the District Attorney in San Francisco. When you start peeling the onions on the individuals on our staff, guess what? Some of them work for Twitter 1.0.
Is that right?
So not only is Jim Baker should be scrutinized and a colonoscopy done on everything with his fingerprints on it, every single former Kamala Harris staffer that worked at Twitter 1.0, if we were to look into their everything, I suspect with a lower level of confidence that we're going to see even more bombshell evidence to push out to the court of public opinion to show the independents or the passersby that have total TDS infused in them that there is a greater enemy and a worse group of people than even Orange Man Bad.
Well, I'll tell you what, I know a lot of law enforcement in the state of Texas. I mean, who gave me this pen right here, right?
That's why I was pushing you so hard to have this in studio.
Yes. And thank you for coming and thank you for your time. And I understand your time is very limited because you have a lot of other meetings and you're being interviewed. I think you've got Owen Schroyer coming up.
I'm going to this Capitol right now to speak with some prominent state senators.
Okay. This is huge.
Right.
How many more minutes?
Right
do you
after
have?
We leave here.
You got like 10 minutes?
I have about 10 minutes.
Okay. First of all, how can people follow your work? Give out your Twitter and anywhere else that.
Yeah, so I can now confidently say X because it's completely off of the shackles of the California.
Yeah, sorry. I'm
so
still
my
used
X
to Twitter.
Account. No, same here. Like I'm trying to transition myself. X is Ivan Raiklin, Raiklin, right? On X. I'm on Rumble. I do some publishing on Substack, and those are the primary three platforms that I use.
Okay. And do you have a website? Or do you have
website, Raiklin?
Do you take donations? I mean, give us anything
else.
Oh,
yeah. If you want to help me be able to implement these strategies as I travel around, by all means, I have the tip feature on X. Some people, I have some subscribers where I give kind of behind the scenes video interactions, more intimate. Like yesterday, I was with Roseanne Barr and Lara Logan. We're kind of shooting things around.
Let's finish this early, and we'll give you a behind the scenes here in the Brighttown studio.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, you can put that out to your VIP people. Also, I'm going to load you up with some Health Ranger products, of course, because you need some good nutrition on the road. I saw your video. You're out there running and
training for the
iron.
Army 10 miler.
You are
the
training, man.
Marine Corps Marathon 2 weeks later, and then I'm going to try to do the JFK 50. This is in response to me breaking my leg 3 times earlier this year, because I want to show other people, you know, you got to lead by example at the end of the day.
Totally.
All the haters can hate whatever they want. I'm doing my best in order to be able to motivate Elon Musk and all the people that we just mentioned to do the right thing. And I think we're so close, because between you and all the other podcasters I've been, they have way more reach influence than I do.
Oh yeah.
I'm just the messenger. Yeah.
No, I mean, Alex Jones knows everybody. Glenn Beck knows everybody. I know a few people here and there.
Everybody in Bastrop County, maybe.
I would be my guess. I don't really have any contacts in Bastrop County. I know people higher up in the state is kind of the way I roll.
I figured you might, since you're physically here.
Yeah, no, I get briefings from law enforcement at the state level.
Okay.
And they're all on board with this. I mean, number one, everybody in Texas who's in law enforcement is sick and tired of the invasion.
Yep.
They're tired of the election rigging. They're tired of the drug trade, by the way, the fentanyl trade, because everybody's lost a family member to overdoses at this point. Law enforcement are tired of having their hands tied where they can't arrest people. I mean, literally, I had a member of law enforcement high up in the state of Texas told me that they had to drop an arrest of a whole carload of human trafficking violators, because they knew that even if they convicted them, turn them over to the feds would just let them go. So they're not even able to prosecute human trafficking sometimes.
I think the dynamics have changed, because the most influential person on the planet, the richest person on the planet, is now a Texan fully.
That's
with
true.
All of his holdings.
That's a good point.
He's all in for law and order. And with the AG, I just think that's the dynamic duo that's going to save the country.
Yeah.
First, you're going to do what you can within your authority in Texas, and that's going to have ripple effects like nationally and globally. And I think that's the first phase to the solution over the next 47 days.
You may want to move to Texas, because Texas is probably going to become the new economic and geopolitical power hub for the new Republic of the United States.
I don't know if you knew this, but I used to command the Special Forces Unit in San Antonio of the Texas National Guard.
No, I didn't know that was
Camp
in San Antonio.
Camp Bullis, 2016 to 2018.
Oh, so you're very
good. I served with Doc Chambers there.
I do know that. Doc told me that, yes.
Deploying
and actually,
to the Middle
East. I know other people who served with you that I won't say on camera.
Okay.
Some of whom are active in operations on the border right now.
Gotcha.
They know exactly who you are, and they respect you.
Well, it's good. I mean, I have my share of haters out there, too.
Well, but because you're effective, because you're getting things done. That's why. Okay, what else do people know in the couple minutes, almost no minutes that we have left?
I'm going to say this. So the reason why I'm trying to get an opportunity to speak with people like you face-to-face is that while I am passionate about fixing our country, you have been impacted much more on the content side by former Twitter.
That's right.
Elon Musk is also on your side at cleaning it up. He's sitting on the crime scene. You with the lawsuit and with your connections, like, this is an opportunity for you to participate with Paxton and Elon to protect the First Amendment rights that were depleted by the previous regime at Twitter, and then create mechanisms for consequences. Like, you are more interested in that than I am. And that's a pretty high threshold. You're like, you're one of the few people, because it impacted your business. It impacted your family. And so I'm hoping with this conversation, you and those that are listening in that are especially from Texas that were impacted by the censorship industrial complex, please join me in doing whatever you can that's legal, moral, ethical, peaceful, and patriotic.
That's right.
To move the ball down the field so that we can score the touchdown sooner rather than later, and maybe even this week.
Well, I agree with you 100%. Elon still has more work to do. There are still leftists inside X who are still shadow banning
people. If you're in the Bastrop area and you want to work at Twitter, they have plenty of jobs. I'm advertising it to my entire network of friends in the area to start to fill those roles so that the cultural change continues.
Well, that's true. But, you know, we named Twitter X as one of the parties in our lawsuit. You know, we sued Google, Meta, we sued Department of Defense, by the way. We're the only people who sued the government and big tech and the overseas NGOs, because that's the cabal of censorship.
Again, I have to read that that I can give another
Please read it. I'll get a copy.
Set of eyes on
you.
It.
It's been filed, you know, Memorial Day in federal courts here in Texas. Okay. But I want to say the Twitter or X legal team is already, you know, processing our lawsuit. And for them, it's a very, very easy solution. All they got to do is call our attorneys and say, yeah, we'll stop censoring Brighteon. We'll stop shadow banning Health Ranger. We'll stop shadow banning based on viewpoint discrimination and stop blocking links to Brighteon.com. And then X is done. You know, it's not like we're not asking X
and
for
then
anything
you can,
crazy.
Maybe you can ask them for, you know, we'll drop it against you if you provide this. And you provide us some information on Jim Baker, and we'll go after him in his personal capacity. And then
we will push for discovery with Twitter if they don't resolve this. And then we will ask the court to compel them to produce evidence.
That is another
vector.
That's
where this is going.
That's why I think, beautiful. You just hit another level of attack that we can come after those that were involved in the censorship industrial complex.
And Elon might actually want that lawsuit to succeed so that his company is compelled to release that information to our attorneys to be part of the discovery in our lawsuit.
I want to talk further, not on camera, specifically about this, if you let me.
Yeah, absolutely. Your time is very limited. We're going to wrap this up. We'll shoot a couple minutes behind the scenes here for your audience. I just want to let our users know here, especially those of you watching in Texas law enforcement, guys, go to camera 6. I want you to see that we are 100% pro Texas. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we are 100% pro America. We're not asking for anything violent.
Correct.
No armed revolutions. We're talking about.
We're not
the rule
Jamie
of law.
Raskin.
No.
Where he's calling on civil war conditions. That's not us.
We support Texas. We support energy independence for this nation. We support the beef industry in Texas. We support Ken Paxton. We want Texas. The Texas is the economic hub of the future of America. We know that. Texas is going to have its own gold-backed currency at some point. But I want to say, if you are watching this and if you can help out here, then please contact us and be part of this solution. And thank you for watching today. Thank you, Ivan. No, it's just awesome to have
Elon,
you here.
Elon, pick up the phone, call Ken.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Mike Adams here, Brighteon.com. God bless you all. Take care.
God bless.
As you know, we are headed into some very dangerous times right now. The election coming up, you're seeing escalation of war around the world. You're seeing more violence in America. You're seeing war by these gangs like Tren de Aragua. Well, the state of Texas has just declared war on this foreign terrorist organization that has been taking over buildings in America. We've also got now a 0.5 rate cut by the central bank, the Federal Reserve. This is going to cause more inflation. It's going to cause more cheap money to flood into the system. You're going to see more food inflation, and you're going to see devaluation of the dollar rapidly over the next several months, especially as the government keeps printing trillions of dollars. Right now is the best time to trade dollars for things that will hold value and things that can help you prepare for what's coming. So here at healthrangerstore.com, well, I'm going to give you several different solutions here, but healthrangerstore.com, we've got some really strong solutions for you that are never going to be less expensive than they are right now. The prices are only going to go up as the dollar continues to be devalued. So show what's on my desk here. I want to give you guys a little tour. We've got Cocoa Energize. Cacao prices also have gone up significantly. That's got amazing ingredients for it. Check it out. We've got the Pink Himalayan Salt, which is a full spectrum mineral salt. We've got Nattokinase down there in the orange bottles. We've got extraordinary products available for you online, healthrangerstore.com. There's the monk fruit. Here's a zinc tincture that is really outstanding. Also, organic super protein mixes are available now, some plant-based proteins. On sale this week, you can always find what we've got on sale. Here's our MSM capsules. Many popular products across preparedness, personal care, food and beverage, home, including fragrance-free laundry detergent, and soaps and body care products that are ultra clean and laboratory tested. You get loyalty points on every sale. You got 5% off additionally with auto ship and so much more. So check all of those out healthrangerstore.com is the place to find all of that. And of course, your purchases help support this network, our interviews, our infrastructure, Brighteon.com, Brighteon.io, which is the decentralized social media network, Brighteon.social, and so much more. Now, for the fact that the dollar is going to continue to erode in its value, we've got gold and silver options for you that really make a difference. This is a big deal. Let me show you a couple of things. If you go to verifiedgoldbacks.com, you can see that we have lab-tested goldbacks, or a link to the goldback company there, and we share all the lab testing reports right there. These have physical gold in them. The 50 has 51 thousandths of an ounce of gold. The one has 1/1,000th. And this is the testing. We used a kiln. We melted it down. We dissolved it. We did ICP-MS mass spec testing and also acid stone testing. And we verified the mass and the purity, everything. We show you all the results on this website. Here I've been collecting this. So I've got some stacks of goldbacks right here. See, this is nice to have in a collapse, because everybody loves gold, and everybody loves goldbacks because it puts gold in a format that is very easy to see. You're actually looking at the gold. When you look at this, you're seeing the gold inside the layers of polymer. There's a polymer laminate there that makes it very durable, but inside that is the actual physical gold. And if you were to melt this down, you would get a thin gold foil. Now, that's just one option for very divisible gold. We also have this as highly divisible silver. These are called prepper bars. And as you can see here, these pieces break away into parts, smaller parts. Like each one of these is 1/10 of an ounce of silver. So right there, you see the bigger chunks. Those are 1/4 ounce each. The really small chunks on the bottom, those are 1/20 of an ounce. Overall, the entire bar is about 2 ounces, and you can get them in stacks like this. And they are made in the USA. They're beautiful. They're labeled with how many grams are on each piece right there. So you can use these for trade and barter. And this is, of course, real physical silver with very high silver purity that's labeled. So these are options for divisible precious metals. You can also go to metalswithmike.com. And there's my photo from like 15 years ago. And you can, this is with the Treasure Island Company, and this is where you can request to talk with them, or you can just check out their real-time prices here on their website. And they're very competitive. They offer the universal mints, you know, the recognized mints, gold and silver coins, and also constitutional silver or so-called junk silver coins. You can get those through Treasure Island. These are all either affiliates or sponsors of our show, and we only work with them because they are trustworthy and they have kept their word. They provide secure, discreet, guaranteed delivery. They do what they say they're going to do, and when we test their products, the tests always pass. They in other words, they have what they say that they have. So the dollar is going to accelerate its decline, and if you look at gold and silver right now, Let's bring up kitco.com. What is gold today? All right, here it is, gold at about 2550. It briefly went over 2600 and it came down shortly, but gold is trending massively higher. It was barely over 2000 2 years ago, February of 2022, when Russia first invaded Ukraine there, the Donbass region. Gold just peaked over, I think, 2050. Now it's over 2,500 and it's headed into, I mean, who knows how high gold is going to go. It's not about speculation. It's not about having more dollars for your gold. It's about having more ounces of gold, because dollars are going to be history. It'll happen over time, not instantly, but the dollar is being destroyed by money printing. Hyperinflation is coming to the West, and people who have gold and silver in various formats, gold coins, silver coins, gold backs, silver bars, prepper bars, all these different formats. These are the people who are going to have assets that still count when the currency collapses. And back to our products, healthrangerstore.com, these products are not going to get any cheaper. The supply chain is becoming more difficult, more expensive. You can stockpile these items, and we have many, many storable food items on line at our store right now, healthrangerstore.com. Many storable foods. You can stock up now on freeze-dried apples and bananas and blueberries, and these have an extremely long shelf life. These number 10 cans are practically rodent-proof. They're easy to store. They're easy to transport. We've got fruits and vegetables and superfoods and miso and microalgae and so much more, either in number 10 cans or in pouches. And by the way, most storable food products out there, you know, kind of the low-cost kits where you buy a one-year supply for X number of dollars, you know what they're lacking? They're lacking real nutrition in terms of fruits and vegetables, especially they're lacking in vitamin C. You know, they can throw in a lot of calories with sugar or with textured, you know, vegetable protein or whatever. I don't know about you, but I don't consider that to be food. I mean, I want to eat real food and not just barely survive on, you know, processed crap, you know, with salt and sugar in it. If you want real food for the times that are coming, go to healthrangerstore.com and you'll be supporting us at the same time that you are preparing yourself. And we thank you for all the support that you've given us over the years. And by the way, go to rangerdeals.com. Let me bring it up. Rangerdeals.com. And this shows you, it gives you links to what I've mentioned here. Here's the prepper bars. Here's verified gold backs. Here's above phone, which is de-Googled phones. Kind of a good time to think about getting a phone that probably won't explode on you when your government remotely detonates it, right? So do you trust your phone? You want to get a de-Googled phone? This is the company, Above Phone. You can save $50 with this discount code right here. You can get satellite phones for emergency backup communications. You've got Connect a Mobile to defend your privacy with a service that replaces AT&T or T-Mobile. Here you go. We've got 10% off holsters, the best holsters in the world that don't break. I know that because I've been using them now for well over a year, and they don't break. We've got body armor where legal. We've got Treasure Island. Here's the body armor here. Treasure Island coins and precious metals. This is Shield Arms that has legal arm-braced folding AR pistols and much more. Custom Glocks. I mean, that's what I carry. So check out rangerdeals.com. Get yourself prepared. You will thank yourself based on what's coming. Times are incredibly risky, dangerous. Chaos is coming. We are, you know, a little over a month out from the election at this point, and who knows what's going to happen before, during, or after the election. But I'm not counting on there being, you know, peace and quiet. We're going to prepare for a collapse of the dollar. We're going to prepare for social or civil unrest out there, probably by the radical leftists. We're going to prepare nutritionally in case there are disruptions in the food supply. And I also encourage people stock up on natural medicine, because what's going to happen when, you know, if there's a bank collapse or if there are disruptions in the supply chain, you can't get the products that you need. We are in the most dangerous times of our lifetime right now. And this window is going to continue for many months to come. So get ready and help support us. HealthRangerStore.com and RangerDeals.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. God bless each and every one of you. God bless America. And join me in praying for peace and praying for the restoration of our constitutional republic. Take care, everybody.